I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A controversial ordinance that would allow mobile food vendors to operate within the city of Monroe passed City Council Tuesday night with a vote of 3-1. The ordinance, written by Council Chairman Ray Armstrong, similar to one that was introduced earlier this year. That item failed to pass after some citizens and Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo expressed their grievances. Armstrong and fellow council members Betty Blakes and Gretchen Ezernak all supported the ordinance, while Kenneth Wilson voted no. Council member Eddie Clark did not attend the meeting. Armstrong says he's very pleased to see the ordinance pass. After the meeting, Wilson commented that he's concerned about the city's tax and revenue division being able to regulate the vendors and their specific zones. A new poll on the 5th district race shows incumbent U.S. Representative Vance McAllister failing to make the runoff. The Glasscock survey of 500 respondents has the incumbent with just over 15.5%, trailing Republican Ralph Abraham at 24% and Democrat Jamie Mayo at 18%. Pollster Daryl Glasscock says these results were somewhat surprising.
McAllister, had, in every poll I've done since day one, has always led or been in second place. He significantly dropped in points, and right now, if the election were held today, he would not make the runoff.
Glasscock attributes the latest change in the numbers to the Duck Dynasty crew and their support of family member Republican Zach Dasher, who got just over 15% in the poll.
They put on a pretty good, hard, negative campaign directed at McAllister, and it seems to have worked. And then they have moved themselves up into a position to be within striking distance of Jamie Mayo for second spot.
Glasscock says, according to his numbers, Dr. Abraham is almost guaranteed a spot in the runoff. He says if Jamie Mayo keeps up his numbers, he can get Democrats and minorities out to the polls, then he's got the second spot in the runoff. The city of Alexandria stands ready to make a deal with the Rapides Parish Police Jury over the Coliseum parking lot, despite the parish suing the city over the issue. The city council on Tuesday introduced a special ordinance to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the police jury to resolve the parking lot dispute. That's delayed a $23 million renovation to the Rapides Parish Coliseum. Council President Chuck Fowler says the ordinance was introduced to provide the framework for a deal with the police jury. While the parish owns the Coliseum itself, the city and parish jointly own more than 16 acres of the surrounding property, most of which has been used for parking for decades without an official agreement. The National World War II Museum says more than 10,000 people came out to the World War II Air Power Expo put on over the weekend with the Commemorative Air Force. Veterans who flew or flew in the aircraft during the war spent the weekend speaking to visitors at Lakefront Airport. The visitors could also go into the cockpits and, for a fee, fly in them. Museum President and CEO Nick Mueller says it was a living example of the museum's mission, with generations coming together to pass on stories of the war. Officials say the event will return next fall. Commemorative Air Force calls itself the world's largest flying museum. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to honoring American military aviation history through flight, exhibition, and remembrance.